The call came in at 12:45 p.m. Ammonia was leaking inside an industrial freezer at the Klosterboer cold storage facility. Captain Salvador Alvarado rushed to the scene, where he learned that a worker was trapped inside with a toxic chemical.
I was approached by the guy doing the maintenance, and you know, he told me there was somebody in there. I said, "What?" I did not know.
Alvarado told a dozen of his fellow responders to wait outside while he donned his gear and ducked into the freezer. He spotted the man lying unconscious on a scissor lift 25 feet in the air.
It didn't look good, but I went back and I told the guys, "We're going to go in, we're going to get him out." And they questioned my suggestion, because the hazardous environment. I told them, I'll go in.
Alvarado is a longtime employee of Westward Seafoods, so he was confident he could work the lift and lower the man to safety. But once he was back inside the freezer, his bulky firefighting gloves got in the way as he tried to operate the control panel.
So I took one of the gloves off, knowingly that it was the ammonia was going to put a bite. And I had the sensation like electricity on my fingers and my hand.
Ammonia exposure burns the skin, eyes, and lungs, and it can eventually lead to respiratory failure. But Alvarado says he ignored his tingling hands as he brought the lift to the ground, carried the man from the freezer, and started the decontamination process with the rest of his crew.
It was, a very rewarding when we saw the individual take a breath.
The man's injuries were serious. He was flown to Anchorage and then Seattle for emergency treatment, but he survived, and the state honored Alvarado for helping to save his life at the annual EMS symposium last month. Alvarado, however, says it's just part of the job.
I don't think I did nothing spectacular. I believe any human being has compassion and will try to do the best for anybody else.
Alvarado has served as an island EMT and firefighter for 15 years. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.